hangover quite cured, then?
Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, there's really nothing like seeing a rival descend into idiocy to revive a gentleman's spirits.
And which gentleman are we discussing?
Oh, very amusing.
Spit it out, then.
Mr. Milton proposes a mordant epic which will meditate on the true nature of good and evil. He will begin with Satan's fall from grace, and his magnum opus will touch upon Adam and Eve and their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. He proposes that this whole cheery spectacle be played out in Latin.
Latin?
Of course, yes. After 20 years of schism, fratricide and regicide, this is just what the country needs.
And does he have a title?
Yes, a good one, actually. Paradise Lost.
Mm. How will you respond?
I believe I will break the habit of a lifetime and write an immediate letter to Milton.
You will not wait 6 months?
No, no. Lunacy on this grander scale demands an immediate response.
You don't wish to think it over? Put it on a shelf and wait 6 months? Ponder the possibility of publishing?
Nice alliteration. No, sometimes one must administer kindness by cruelty. My dear Milton, how charming to hear from you after such a length of time. I trust the years have been kind to you. No, cannot write that.
Why?
Because his has been a miserable existence, and he's made all those who know him miserable too. Thank you so much for kindly bestowing your epic poem on my humble publishing house. However, I am afraid I must decline your kind offer to publish Paradise Lost. I cannot conceive of anything that is further removed from my own sensibilities. In short, this is quite the most boring and self-aggrandizing proposal I have received in many a long year. I remain, sir, your most obedient and humble servant. For we must not forget our manners. Bartholomew Garnet, publisher. Mrs. Puddifat, that bout of decision-making has quite invigorated me.
Oh, dear.
What do you say to us taking the afternoon off and, thinking together?
Yes, that's what I was afraid you would say.